maintenance time. So the chemistry of boron then, it's got three valence electrons. If we try and do bonding with three valence electrons and it's going to be covalent, then our geometry that results is called trigonal planar. So if you think of a triangle with the same length sides, you remember it's called an equilateral triangle. So that's what you're thinking of. You're positioning an atom in the centre and you're binding to each of the vertices. So that's a trigonal planar geometry. The boron can behave as a Lewis acid. Now, you'll have come across Bronsted-Lowry acidity. Your definition of Bronsted-Lowry acidity is an acid is a proton donor and a base is a proton acceptor. Does that feel very familiar from school? Then you're stepping back to a previous level of theory, which says that an acid is something that puts H plus into solution, and a base is something that puts hydroxide into solution. Yep. That should have been like about a year 10 definition of acids and bases. We'll pretend that you know about the Bronsted-Lowry one, which is what you'll use this year. Now we're adding on a higher level of acid-base theory again, which is called Lewis acid basicity. Now each of these definitions of Lewis acid-base characteristics has got the other one as a subset. It's just sometimes a little hard to show, but that's the case. So in this case here, our Lewis acid is an electron pair acceptor. And if that's the case, if we have got three covalent bonds, and if this is going to accept another pair of electrons, we've now got four covalent bonds around it, so that gives us the tetrahedral geometry. To avoid wasting time, you might as well memorize the angle inside a tetrahedron now. Okay, so write down, it's 109.5 degrees. It's the only number that you definitely have to memorize in first year chemistry. Now the reason for that is in organic chemistry, each carbon with four single carbon bonds around it has got a tetrahedral angle. So it's one of the most common geometries around in organic chemistry. And the chemistry of life is a chemistry of organic chemistry. So that's why we get you to memorize that one. So boron trifluoride then, as an example, bonding to this guy here. Any guess as to what that particular group is there? C2H5. Twice O, should look very familiar. So if we drew this one out, you would have a carbon bonded to an oxygen to another carbon. No? It's diethyl ether. Okay, so this is boron trifluoride diethyl ether complex. Now again, it is a discrete unit that floats around in solution. This is our boron trifluoride acting as the Lewis acid. So it's going to accept a pair of electrons. Here is our electron pair on the oxygen. This is a special type of bond. We'll call it a dative bond here, D-A-T-I-V-E, a dative covalent bond.